we have an amazing couple. They are so inspirational. You know, I've been bringing you inspirational people and couples. Like, we have Dr. Joe Vitale with Lisa Winston, his life partner. And next, and we're not, we've had Allison Charles, although she came by herself. That's always wonderful, too. And then we're moving into Monty Farber and Amy Zerner. And they're the creators of, among other things, the Enchanted Tarot. Or Tarot. And we're just so excited to have them on the show today. And we're going to get into all sorts of things with them. I just do want to say that our show today is being sponsored by, I have to do the little payment plug, but she's a dear friend of the show, LFTD Infused Teas. And she makes all sorts of wonderfully alcohol and alcohol-free infused teas with cannabis or CBD or THC. And she does honey as well. So she does a few different things. And we're just so honored and blessed that she's supporting us in carrying our mission, which is to bring fun and fascinating people in the conscious dating and relationship world to you. And people who have that union but do their own things to others. And so I thank you for being with us today. Hello, Monty Farber and Amy Zerner.
Hi, Dr. Tranquility. We love your name. It makes me feel very calm.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for being here. I have my Enchanted Tarot. It's my poor deck is so old, but I have
that's
it.
Good.
It's my very
that's
first
how,
deck.
That's how you know us from?
Yes.
That's so cool.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because it first came out in 1990. Now the new version that's out is, they call it the 25th anniversary edition, but it's already been out for 5 years.
Well, you guys are just so amazing. I'm just going to do a little bio here. Internationally known self-help author Monty Farber's inspiring guidance and empathetic insights impact everyone he encounters. Amy Zerner's exquisite and unique creations exude her profound intuition and deep connection with an archetypal story and healing energies.
It sounds like we're very celestial.
You are. And for over 30 years, they've combined their deep love for one another with work and inner exploration of self. Together, they have made their love for one another a work of art and their art a work of their lives. Their best-selling titles include The Enchanted Tarot, The Psychic Circle, Karma Cards. I love that name. Chakra Meditation Kit, that's always important. Have One Will Travel. The Truth Fairy. Oh, the Truth Fairy.
Yeah.
I have glasses on, I'm still misreading it. Sun Sign Secrets, The Enchanted Birthday Book, and a little reminder of the Law of Attraction. And then they have another book that is not on that list, but I happen to have it right here. I don't know if you can see it. It's called The Soulmate Path. And it, I thought it was beautiful the way the card appears on the cover. And it has wonderful affirmations, and it's just a fabulous read, and it's a quick read.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend this book to anyone who can get it, if you can see it. And so I just wanted to welcome you both and say thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. They can get it on our website if they can't get it anywhere else. They should be able to get it everywhere, actually. It's still in print.
Our website's theenchantedworld.com.
Theenchantedworld.com.
Right. It still has your previous guest name, and she was really cool, by the way. Casey Green.
Thank you for letting me know.
No, I just want to say that what she said, when she said she just asked people, you know, what do they need? In the Book of Tao, it says, one who would lead must follow all. And she's doing that. So she's obviously an amazing leader.
Oh, she is. She is just a wonderful leader. She's very gifted. She's a wonderful healer. Really cuts through all the stuff and gets straight to you.
I was very impressed.
And she's wonderful. And I think it's interesting how she comes from the more commercial world of WHUD, which is a typical FM adult contemporary radio station. and has interwoven Let It Shine and the Let It Shine belief systems all around. So thank you for seeing her.
She was great. And we're with Barnes & Noble. We have a distribution deal with, we have our own shelf in every Barnes & Noble. But there are people in the corporate world, you know, like you were saying about WHUD, and there's so many people now, everybody knows their rising sign.
I know when Mercury's retrograde.
We've been part of that consciousness raising, and especially about relationships, because we've been together for 46 years.
I know, and that is amazing. And you've worked together for over 30. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And we really like each other.
Yeah.
You must really like each other.
She's easy to like.
Aw. That's so important.
We laugh a lot. I guess that's why, you know, one of the top 10 things that's important, that you got to have a good sense of humor.
You know, when our friends asked us to write the Soulmate Path, they said, well, you know, we just bought a publishing company, and now you can put all your relationship secrets into a book. And we're like, we don't have any secrets. So they said, we better get some, because we're going to publish the book. So Amy and I went into separate parts of the house. She has a studio, I do. And we both came up with the same first thing, which is put the relationship first.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, and so the relationship is first. It's ahead of everything except our crazy cat. But.
And so how do you guys do it? I mean, you know, you've been together for so long and working together for so long. How do you keep it fresh and interesting?
He's very fresh and interesting every day. I mean, I think the spiritual element is so important, because when we first met, we were in our early 20s, and Monty was studying comparative religion, and I was studying astrology, and that's been a lifelong quest to learn how the universe works, to learn how we work, you know, to understand each other, which astrology is really, a unique form of psychology. You know, it's a different language for psychology, and all of our oracles, it's always a search for understanding, and so it just makes for great communication. I think he's brilliant. He thinks I'm brilliant. So I think, you know, we're always working on new projects with new ideas and new adventures, and we found a lifestyle that really works for us, because we're both, you know, creative beings, and we stimulate each other.
We also had a rocket booster, in the sense that when I met Amy, she was spending a lot of time with her mother. We all lived together for a long time.
But that's unusual, right?
I love her. I miss her every day.
My husband gets along so well with his mother-in-law. But we all were great friends and collaborated on a lot of projects with my mother.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when we were young, it was so healing to have a sage person, you know, who gave us advice and gave us support. I think any creative person, you really need somebody that believes in you and can nudge you forward, you know, because there's so many ways we can bail, you know, with rejection or things, you know, barriers that stop us from getting our work out in the world. So my mother was an artist and understood that, you know, so we all kind of had a great friendship based around that, you know, supporting each other's creativity.
And for a few years, Amy's grandmother lived with us too. So I had three generations of women.
She was 98, 99. And she one time Monty was complaining about that his parents didn't understand him.
And they didn't.
My grandmother said, you know, a very simple thing that kind of changed Monty's attitude.
She said, they've never met anyone like you. And it changed my life and my attitude. Well, as you know, I'm sure, Dr. Tranquility, you know that living with the elders is an important aspect. And you know, sometimes I meet young people and they love older people. They want to know. They want to learn. Those are the people to watch, because if you're those. As Richard Pryor used to say, you don't get old being stupid.
And now we're the elders, and we like to share our wisdoms, or, you know, what we've learned along the way. It's such a different world now.
It is. And I have to ask you, what was the impetus, you know, for each of you? Amy, I know that you do a lot of designing, and you've been with Bergdorf Goodman and Neiman Marcus. And Monty, I know that you're a prolific author.
It's all about making a living, right? Because it's hard to make money in the book business. But the thing is, we were interested in a lot of subjects. We're basically like football players. We run for daylight. And the publishers, they said, you know, this is good. I had one say, you should stick with astrology. And that was before we did it, the tarot. And I was like, no, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, we're recently on TikTok, which is a very young audience. And yes. I shared the idea that you shouldn't have anyone put you in a box because I'm a fashion designer. I write tarot books. I'm an artist. You know, I don't want anyone to restrict me. And luckily, I was brought up in a very free thinking household where I could do all those things. But people want to put you in a box, right?
Yeah. She got like 150,000.
I got such a great response that they were like, "Yay, thank you!" You know, for reinforcing.
Well, you're so multi talented. I mean, the design and the work that you do, and the clothes and. They're beautiful, by the way, and the jewelry.
Thank you.
Which is gorgeous. You can see that on amyzerner.com and montyfarber.com also. And then enchantedworld.net, I believe. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what is something that you feel inspired to share about this book?
Well, it's the real stuff. It's so much the real stuff of the trauma and loss. I mean, things that you can't avoid in life. And how do you get through that and stay on track and stay in your relationship in a healthy way? So we just recount very early on, you know, our encounters with drugs, with anxiety attacks, you know, things that helped us heal. And I think it's all about healing your wounds, sharing your wounds. Don't be afraid. And you don't have to be like anyone else. We kind of really stress the uniqueness, which astrology helps us understand that so well, that we're all different, you know, have different energy and vibrations. And to understand that in each other makes for better relationships.
I mean, we had astrology and tarot and our various divination systems to help us. But the other thing that we came up with, besides with the relationship first, and we did this independently, was... You have to be happy being alone before you can be happy being together.
Because if you're searching
for somebody's going to fix it, or somebody's going to, once you meet that person, everything's going to be okay. And we know it's you're magnetizing what goes on in you. So if you first start with that kind of healing, you know, whatever awareness you can shed light on, you know, why you're looking for someone or what you need and what you're willing to give. So many people want somebody to love them, but are you willing to, you know, wake up every day and give all you have to this person? Because, I mean, the truth is, the more you give, the more you get back.
Yeah.
If you're with the right person. The trouble is a lot of people, you're a brave woman doing a show based on conscious dating and relationships because there's so many variables.
Well, also people say they want it, but do they really? I mean,
no.
Right. You know,
well, they do, but they're not willing to work for it.
It's
also, I wish there was another word for it.
Word, I agree with you.
It's so fulfilling. What you get out of the energy that I think it's a matter of putting energy in, right? If that's the work, but there's a lot of play too.
You can't put love and work together because then you get lurk, and that's not really great for conscious dating and relationships.
You basically have to work on yourself.
No, you do. Well, this is the book to get.
Thank you for saying that. We try, you know, each book that we make, we try and make it like if you get lost on a desert island, all you need is that one book.
It works as an oracle, that book. Yeah. So we made sure that you can use it like bibliomancy and open to the page, and that's your message.
It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I highly recommend it. It stays with me in my bedroom. I have to bring it down.
Thank you so much. I mean, yes. We try, you know, it's, that's all you can do is try. And it's people, there's so much fear around relationships, but when I wrote this book called Quantum Affirmations for the same company as Soulmate Path, and the first question you ask, it's a five-fold process, is what do you want? And for people asking about relationships, I've often found that not everybody wants the relationship. It's like they don't want to be alone, but they also do not want to have somebody telling them what to do either.
Well, it's very vague, like I want to meet the one. But what do they really want? Do they want...
Well, what is the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And I always tell them, if they ask me that as an astrologer, I say, look, if you got to ask some cockamamie astrologer if it's the one, it ain't the one.
That's so funny. I developed a protocol called date therapy, and it's actually hypnosis.
Love that.
So we hypnotize you on a subconscious level, figure out what it is that you're looking for.
Oh, great.
That's so important.
That's hard for people. I mean, surprisingly, they don't want to dig down to what that real core...
Well, this is a way of doing it without leaving any footprints.
That's beautiful.
They don't want to know, they won't know.
So in other words, people contact you and you do the hypnotherapy live or on the show or over the
Zoom? Oh, no, I don't know. Yeah, no, it's done over the phone in a private session.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's super important. I mean, but some people, you know, in the Soulmate Path, we say, are you a tiger or a swan? Tigers get together to mate, and then they lead solitary lives, and swans mate for life, supposedly.
So sometimes you have to accept that maybe you don't want that full-time relationship.
Right.
You just want a good friend or somebody to spend time with sometimes. Some people are happier, you know, being by themselves, or it's a different way of processing the whole thing. But we're obviously swans. We like to be together all the time.
Yeah, and you know, in astrology, which looks like a pizza with 12 slices, each slice is a slice of life. If you have the planet Uranus near the seventh house cusp, which is partnerships, there's a good chance that you want to have a relationship where you live in separate houses, where you're not together all the time. It's like, Project Runway, Tim Gunn, make it work. Not everybody is going to do the same thing. You got to make your chart work.
Same with having children. I mean, some people have them because they think they're supposed to, or the wife wants them and the husband doesn't.
Or my parents want to have grandchildren. How can I say no?
Those are big decisions that shouldn't be made lightly.
We once had that happen to us. We were working with this couple who were working in some business. And they decided, and they decided to have the I don't want children, I want children discussion in front of us. And they had been living together, and we had told them, don't live together until you spend four seasons. But they didn't listen. And they had that conversation. I mean, that's a conversation you should have before you live together. In my opinion,
Definitely. That's doing it a little bit backwards. So, Amy, I know you have a love of fabrics and of design.
Yes.
That's where it's in front of one of her tapestries.
Yes, it's beautiful. I wore my, this is actually a wand on the leg.
Oh, cool.
He picks up flowers in Union Square, and then he silk screens them.
How beautiful.
What a great idea.
Yeah, isn't that a great idea?
Well, especially Union Square has a history of that's like Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park in England. It's a place where you can say anything you want.
Yes.
It's all about freedom.
It's amazing, the energy.
Wanted a very mixed media. Even when I was a kid, I wanted lots of magic markers and crayons, to get a texture. And then I started maybe in college going into the closet with scissors because I was creating an artwork and I just wanted it to be textural and layered. Back in the day, I started going to thrift shops where I could find things back then from the 1920s, 1930s. Fascinated with things women made, the laces and the things people wore. It was a way of tapping into the different eras and the different cultures. And that's so the fabrics always spoken to me. And I started making collages of all the trimmings.
Beautiful.
Detail. And, you know, I really found my medium. I kind of invented this as a way to express myself, and eventually added clothes, you know, to the mix. I started making. Thank you.
It's so beautiful. And Monty, you have a cookbook out, which I love.
Oh, yeah, we almost do that. I mean, Amy's really the cook. It's called Signs and Seasons, an Astrology Cookbook.
That's fascinating. Tell me about that.
Well, we're very interested in wellness since we've been together as young people and exploring different ways of eating. Actually, Monty was more into that when I met him. He was into natural foods and kind of got me hooked on that. But it's not a natural food cookbook because it's astrology. So we know there's all kinds of personalities, and some like meat and some like vegetarian. And it has, for every sign, we have vegetarian and salads and meat and fish. And we collaborated with an Aries chef friend of ours. Yes. It's a really good cookbook. Everything's delicious. There's 96 recipes. I like to cook. That's like my meditation after I work all day. I like to make something really healthy and healing.
And I like to eat it.
We ate a lot when we went in that cookbook.
I think I'm still losing weight from that cookbook. We can also do a book called Astrology for Wellness. And that was a lot of fun.
It's all full of tips and techniques for every sign, because there's different flavors and tastes for every sign, and different. We even get into how different signs sleep and what kind of comforters are good for them, and different kinds of aromatherapy and different crystals for each sign. We've explored these things for many years, and we kind of put easy things to do with color. Color is so important, with vibration and what you, just to make people more aware of things that they surround themselves with and things that they put into their body.
Yeah.
Well, Monty Farber and Amy Zerner, it's been so amazing to have you with us today.
Thank you for having us, and so nice to meet you virtually.
It's nice to meet you too. You guys are so much fun.
We're having a good time. You look like you're having a good time too.
I'm having a good time.
I'm telling you, a sense of humor is the most attractive thing about people, I think.
Yeah. Also, exploring this crazy universe we live in.
Right.
Definitely. And pick up the Soulmate's Path.
Aww.
And also pick up the Astrology and Wellness. Am I correct in that?
Is
that
correct?
Astrology for
Wellness.
Yeah, and we did that one for Barnes & Noble. So every Barnes & Noble should have it.
Okay.
We've been very lucky with publishing.
That's good.
Yeah, no, and we're very thankful.
Yes. Well, I'm thankful for you. So I thank you both for being on with me today. This was amazing. I'm so honored. I was tickled pink about this interview the whole week.
Thank you so much. We'll stay in touch.
Yeah, please.
Thank you. I will. And you be well also.
Thank you.
Do something wonderful for yourselves. You do so much for the planet.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
That's so kind of you. And anytime somebody bails out on you, just call us. We love being on your show.
Oh, wonderful. I will.